A little more than a year ago, there were four people in the Reynolds family. Today, there are three.
I'm Angela Reynolds. I come here with Ryan and Tanner. Ryan's my husband. And we lost our daughter, Ariana, on May 31 of 2011 to unknown causes.
Baby Ariana died at home. The Memorial Day vacation had just ended, and Angela and the kids were taking a nap. The baby was asleep on top of her mom. When Angela woke up from just a several-minute nap, the baby was blue. Angela did CPR and called 911, which brought paramedics who aggressively tried to save the baby. Ryan Reynolds says that their son Tanner, who's now four, witnessed everything.
He had lots and lots of questions, and we always answered him, you know, openly and honestly. And as we asked around our community, from the police to the chaplains at the hospital, there wasn't really a whole lot for children who have experienced a loss to go somewhere to help them deal with the grieving process.
The Reynolds did find some local programs that help older kids deal with grief. But the advice they got there was that Tanner was too young and it'd just be best not to talk to him about Ariana's death. And that just didn't feel right to the Reynolds. So every Wednesday, the Reynolds get in their car for the 3-hour round trip from Holland to Lansing to go to a center for grieving children called Ellie's Place. Angela says after Ariana died, or Ari for short, Tanner had so many things he was thinking and feeling, but he just didn't have the words or the coping mechanisms.
And that kind of just trickled into his everyday life. So where before she died, he might have said, I really want that cracker and I'm mad that I can't have it. After she died, he would just scream.
She also noticed Tanner's artwork had changed, which is something he's always loved to do. It had gone from being colorful and skillful to dark, scrawly pictures of rain clouds and people crying. Throughout this experience, Tanner has been drawing pictures and making art. In fact, almost every Wednesday, you can find Tanner inside the quiet activity room at Ellie's Place. It's got an indoor sand table and paint easels with big blank pieces of paper. On a nearby table, there's a pile of art supplies.
You want to just say what's out here on the table, buddy? What do you got here?
Feathers.
What about this stuff? What are they?
Balls. Furry balls.
Tanner is gluing all kinds of stuff. Popsicle sticks and shells and glitter onto a pink paper heart. The activity is called How My Heart Looks. Kids are asked to decorate their paper based on how their real heart feels when they remember the person who died. After coming here for about a year, Angela says she's seen changes in Tanner and Tanner's artwork.
This picture he drew about a week ago, and it says he wrote on here, Ari's picture, Ari loves her family, and it's all four of us with our cat. But everybody's happy. Everybody's together and everybody's happy.
What do you see when you look at these pictures?
What should have been. That's what these pictures are to me. Everything that should have been that was taken from Tanner and taken from Ariana.
Since coming to Ellie's Place, Tanner's made friends here he can talk with about his sister's death in a way he can't with other kids. And his parents have found a supportive, understanding group of adults dealing with the death of a loved one. Angela says the people here have become family. In fact, coming to Ellie's Place has been so important to the Reynolds that they're now trying to create a center like this one in West Michigan. They say if Tanner had not had this outlet to open up and voice his frustrations and sadness, his behavior could have gotten pretty ugly. Angela says just the other day, for the first time, Tanner cried in front of them about his sister's death. And he asked, why did she have to go? I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.